I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian officials said Wednesday that a large-scale Israeli operation in northern Gaza has killed and wounded dozens of people and threatens to shut down three hospitals. At least 18 people are dead after Israeli strikes hit Gaza on Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Two strikes hit tents for displaced people in the urban Nusayrat and Berej refugee camps in central Gaza. The bodies of nine people, including three children, were brought to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the nearby town of Deir el-Bala. An Associated Press journalist saw the bodies at the morgue. On Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel has killed the successor to the head of Hezbollah, while the militant group's acting leader promised more fighting in southern Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli medical services said emergency services were at the scene of a stabbing in the Israeli town of Hedera Wednesday after an assailant wounded at least six people. Quote, the terrorist has been neutralized, unquote, police said in a statement. Four separate locations have been identified, resulting in six victims with stab wounds. Hurricane Milton is closing in on Florida, and the time to evacuate is running out for Florida residents. AP correspondent Daughter Water reports.
Forecasters say Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall between Sarasota, Florida, and Tampa Bay sometime between late tonight and early Thursday as a Category 4 storm. Tampa Bay faces obstruction. Senior hurricane specialist John Cangelosi of the National Hurricane Center says that Tampa's mayor was not exaggerating when she said expected storm surge could take out a house.
The peak surge values are predicted to be between 10 and 15 feet near the landfall spot.
Milton's expected arrival comes 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene flooded streets and homes in western Florida. I'm Donna Water.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Dubrovnik.